post-game interview.
Hey, Spud, you guys were playing in a swimming pool last week, but you managed to dob one. You were pretty excited about that goal last week, got the energy of the group up. You seemed to be a bit of the barometer around the group.
You know what? Like, I actually found it a lot easier to pick the ball up in the wet than I did tonight. So I don't know what that means, but you know, I didn't want to have to do a nudie run at the end of the year, so I'm kind of glad that I got the goal.
Oh, is that the punishment?
Oh, no.
And obviously, to means you guys didn't get the win tonight, but I think the performance was really fitting to send off three legends that have pulled on the hoops for you guys. And, you know, you gave it your all out there. They're a quality outfit, but you certainly didn't get overrun, and it seemed everyone put in 100% and really lifted for today.
Yeah, you could really see, like, our old style of play, like the play that we probably want to play by shifting the ball, finding the shorts. And to be honest, I think if we played a little bit more like that, we'd probably be going a little bit further on in the comp. So, you know, it's kind of good for the future. We haven't kind of lost everything. So hopefully less down the line and a little bit more shifting the ball next year, and hopefully we can kind of get back into finals.
Spud, obviously, I think you're out of contract. Have you started discussions about next year yet?
Oh, look, who knows? Who knows? You just... one game at a time, really. I'm still not sure exactly what I'm doing, so I don't really know what the club wants from me. But, I mean, obviously we've lost a lot of experience, so it's probably good for me to stick around, I reckon.
Yeah, I would love you to stick around. I asked Nina Morrison about the youngsters coming through, but is there a young player's story that you've really enjoyed this year, somebody that might have joined the group come, you know, May this year as part of pre-season and has blossomed in your eyes?
Oh, mate, it's pretty obvious. It's killer.
Yeah.
Emma Kilpatrick. I think, to be honest, I was in the coffee shop the other day, and this fella named David, I reckon he's in his 60s, maybe early 70s, and he loves killer. He actually reckons that she's should have played on Kate Hoare and throw her through the midfield. So, to be honest, her story, you know, she got told in the draft that she was too slow.
No.
What? Yeah, I know, right? And can't run. So, like, that's a complete opposite. We were all in shock when we heard that. So, you know, she's really, really grown, not only just her football ability, but her personality, you know. I actually said to her mother, I was like, oh, wasn't sure if she was going to laugh. She was so quiet and so shy, and, you know, she's just blossomed, and I absolutely love her. And, yeah, we've actually grown up to have a really, really good bond.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Now, okay, what happens for you in the off-season? Do you stay in Geelong or do you head home?
I'll head back to Tweed and get a little bit of sun, which would be really, really nice. But to be honest, the way the game's going, I'm going to have to get fitter and run more, because it's just getting quicker and quicker. And
it is.
Yeah, you want to be playing. So, and the reality is you've got to be fit and you've got to be fast to be able to play this game nowadays. And
So a big off season for you coming up.
Yeah, big off season. Maybe get a bit of a tan up there. It'd be really, really nice. But yeah, I'll probably come sporadically down because I think if we can start to use our off season a little bit better, I think you'll see a lot of progress with ours. I think we've always kind of taken let's take a bit of time away from footy and then come back. But I reckon a little bit more of a scheduled approach will really, really help us, because we still, as much as we haven't made finals, we're still such a really talented group. And I think we were number three or number two for efficiency. So if you've got that, you can go a long way. So I think if we can really just refine our method, then we'll be right.
If the club came to you as an experienced player and said, if there was one thing that this program could do better, what would your answer be?
Oh, that's a loaded question, isn't it? I think for us, it's like, I think, you know, we're probably, when we're looking, are you talking just football based?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, look, I think it's probably a bit, to one another, have a bit more method. I think we've fallen a little bit out of it. So I think if we can simplify everything a little bit and kind of have a bit of a plan of this is what you do when you're here, this is what you do when you're there. And I reckon, to be honest, I think the confusion will come out and the confidence will really come out, and we'll be able to set like a really, really good game plan. So because like Melbourne, you know, they like to use the corridor and it's pretty obvious. So if we can have a bit more of that, I think we'll be flying.
Spud, thanks for having a lot of fun with us this year, especially that podcast.
Yeah, far out.
They'll go down in the annals of history as one of the greats that we ever did between you, me and Dan Lowther. And Susie is leaving the club, and I think she's actually put it down to that podcast. It's why she's leaving.
Susie loves me,
I know. Spud, we all love you.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
No, appreciate your time. Have a safe off-season, and look forward to seeing you back in Geelong come start of pre-season.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thank you.
See you, Spud.
All right, Spud. Kate Sermon joining us on K-Rock Footy.
the post-game interview.